Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health, and True Shade, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show with Leonard Seuss, Nora Martin, Billy Gray, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, and starring me. Everyone, I want to wish all you folks some very Merry Christmas shopping. Christmas won't be here for 12 days yet, and already in the department stores, women are exchanging articles, exchanging ties for socks, socks for ties, hats for shorts. I saw one woman with her husband. He was about 3 feet tall, weighed 100 pounds. She stuck him through the window and said, "I'd like to exchange this for a 6-foot sailor." Women shoppers are really something, aren't they? Two women were fighting over a pair of pants this morning. One woman said, "I want these pants for my husband." The other woman said, "I saw them first." The other said, "No, they're mine." One said, "I'm having them." You know how it went. Finally, the first woman got them for her husband. I know, because when I looked down, I was in my BBDs. I like fresh air, but not all over. And speaking about Christmas, Leonard Seuss.
Yes, Mr. Kenner.
My boy, tell Uncle Eddie, what would you like for Christmas?
I'd like to have some lipstick.
Wait a minute, I don't... Lipstick for a man?
Yeah, I put it on my collar and people think I'm a wolf.
Why, Leonard, that's silly. You should let a girl get the lipstick on, kissing you.
Oh, I tried that, but I can't get them to aim at my collar.
Oh, okay. Leonard, I guess when it comes to women, you're just not aggressive, are you?
Oh, no. Just ask Nora Martin.
Well... How about it, Nora? Tell me, how about it, Nora?
Well, all I know, Mr. Cantor, is whenever we're alone, if I let Leonard kiss me, I have to slap him.
Slap him?
Yes.
Why?
He faints and I have to bring him too.
With Leonard, Nora, how can you tell when he's conscious? Look, I want to ask you something. Tell me, kids, this is very serious. Have either one of you seen or heard from Harry Von Zell since he walked out on me last week?
No, and I saw Mrs. Von Zell, and she said Harry called her and said he wouldn't come home until he had another job.
What a man. A nanny girl, that's what he is. Afraid to go home without a job. Why, when I was his age, I quit more jobs. I'd walk into the house and say, "Well, I quit another job. And if you don't like it, you can go out and work."
Uh-huh, and what would Mrs. Cantor say?
Nothing. By the time she'd get home, I'd have another job. Gosh, I've got to get Harry back. I can't understand Von Zell doing this to me. Why, when Harry was with me, I'd give him the shirt off my back. Why did he quit me, Leonard? Why?
Well, maybe if you'd give him money instead of all those dirty shirts.
Quiet, Leonard, quiet. I did give him money. He'd wash those shirts, bring them back, and I'd pay him every time, every time. Maybe that's Harry. Hello? Mr. Cantor speaking.
How do you do?
Great Gordon, the mad Russian. Russian, tell me, where are you phoning from?
The Burbank Theater. Yahoo! I hope someday. Yeah.
The Burbank Theater? Why, that's a burlesque theater. What's going on there?
Nothing. It's coming off.
Russian, look, I sent you to find Von Zell. Why did you go to the Burlesque Theater?
I figured if I was Von Zell, where would I go? I went, and there he was.
When you saw Von Zell, why didn't you grab him?
I tried to, but I missed Von Zell and grabbed hold of a beautiful fan dancer.
Oh, gosh, that was awful.
Yes. I was so disappointed.
Look, Russian. Russian, please.
What? I'm hearing you.
It shouldn't be so difficult for you to find Von Zell. Make him talk. And if he talks with a Midwestern twang, it's Harry.
Speaks with a what?
A Midwestern twang. Twang, twang, twang.
Oh, twang, 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 when the trolley...
No, no. Oh, Russian, you're off your trolley. Find Von Zell and call him back, will you?
Don't worry. If there is anything lost, I'll find it. And if there is anything found, I lost that.
Oh, well, that's silly. Why, That Russian must be insane, Harry Von Zell in a burlesque theater. A man of his character. What would a big, famous radio announcer be doing in a burlesque show? I can't...
All right, men, now let me have your attention, please, for just one moment. While we're waiting for the girlies to change for the next show, let me interest you in this little commodity direct from Paris. It's the famous Parisian chocolate bar with the nuts on the inside. Now, I know how anxious you men are to buy some of this delicious, super vitaminized milk chocolate. Milk chocolate with the nuts on the inside. However, due to wartime restrictions, the sale of this chocolate must be limited. Only 20 bars to a customer. Buy one bite of this vitaminized chocolate bar, and you'll feel like a different man. You may also feel like a different set of teeth. It's a little joke we throw in. Now, I want you to notice the daring Parisian wrapping paper. Now, men, if you take this little chocolate bar home, hold it up to the light, rotate it slowly around a hot bulb, you will notice the chocolate melts. Don't do it. It's messy. All right, now, who will be the first to get this delicious bar of chocolate with the nuts on the inside?
Well, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
Nora, you'd better sing your song, honey.
All right, Mr. Cantor.
Seems funny you're singing now. This is the time when Von Zell is usually standing in front of this mic, talking about Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Gosh, wherever he is, he must be thinking about it this very... What did I tell you? What? Hello?
Hello. Hello. Let me talk to Nora Martin.
Harry, it's you. Harry Von Zell working in a burlesque theater.
Oh, sure. You would believe a thing like that. A man like me in a burlesque theater, huh? Why, to take a job like that, I'd have to be completely nuts on the inside.
But Harry, please come back. Speak to me.
Now listen, it's my nickel, and I may speak to whomsoever I please. That's to whom?
Nora.
What?
Harry wants to speak to Hume.
Oh, hello, Harry.
Hello. Oh, hello, Nora. Look, even though I'm not with Cantor anymore, I sort of missed my regular Wednesday night routine. I was wondering if you could help me get something off my chest.
Well, I'd be glad to lend a hand, but...
Well, I don't want you to lend a hand. I want you to lend two hands.
Two hands?
Yes, your two lovely, soft hands. Hold them up so that everyone can see them. And tell the good people that it was Truchet that helps make them so.
All right, Harry. Ladies, Truchet...
And Nora, tell them that the way to use Truchet is beforehand. Before you put your hands in hot, soapy water.
Yes, you put
and
it
be
on...
sure to explain that putting Truchet on your hands before you wash your undies and dishes means the Truchet's beforehand protection will help guard your hands from the rough drying effects of hot soapy water, and so help keep your hands soft, smooth, and lovely. Go on, Nora, tell them that.
Okay, Truchet...
And be sure you spell Truchet, Nora. Spell it T-R-U-S-H-A-Y, Truchet. Now, go ahead, Nora. 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 How do you like that? I've been disconnected.
Nora! Nora, I'm going over to Harry Von Zell's house and put a stop to this foolishness once and for all. So sing your song, honey, huh?
I'm making believe that you're in my arms. So I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. I'll hear the gloom of my lonely room. We're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight
Von Zell's house. I hope his wife is home. Oh, hello. I suppose you're the nurse who's minding Von Zell's baby?
Sure, and my name is Myrtle.
Myrtle!
Come on in, Mr. Cantor.
Thanks. Do you have to stay here all night with the baby?
Yeah. I was hoping to meet a fella a little older. But he's the best I could do. It's Myrtle, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, if you take good care of him, maybe I'll take you out tonight myself.
You? Look, I wasn't satisfied with this New Year's baby, but I don't want Father Time either. You'd better be quiet now. I'm going to read the baby some nursery rhyme.
No. That's nursery rhyme, not nerds.
Wait till you hear them.
Oh.
Here is a story which I wrote for the baby.
Go ahead.
Rockabye baby, where's your pop? He'll be home soon, so don't blow your top.
Beautiful, Myrtle. If you put the kid to sleep fast, look, would you like for me to take you to a movie, huh?
No, thanks. I've seen a movie last night already. I sat in the back row with my boyfriend and saw 30 Seconds Over Tokyo.
Quite a battle, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the usher finally threw him out. Gee, if I'd known he was such a rude fella when I first saw him on the street, believe me, I never would have whistled at him.
Well, that's very amusing. But perhaps you can tell me what's become of Mr. Von Zell. Look, I'm worried about him. I've been a nervous wreck all week. I imagine I even look a little pale.
A little pale?
Yeah.
Say, you look like your red corpuscles are dreaming of a white Christmas.
Well, now that you bring it up, I happen to be the leading donor at my blood bank. I amaze those people. When Cantor comes in, they don't bother with a little bottle. They just put my arm over a barrel, pull up a milking stool, and out it comes.
Blood?
No milk. That's what amazes them.
Speaking of milk, I got to get the baby's bottle. Will you watch him a minute?
Oh, sure. I'll be very glad to. Hello, little fella. Well, look at Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr. with his first tooth. If you do... How funny you look with that one little tooth. Gosh, I wish you could talk. I'd love to know what you're trying to say when you say a goo goo.
I'd like to ask Popeyes what he thinks is so funny about my having only one tooth. He should laugh. At least it's my own. Bet you he's got those kind of teeth that come out. Everything Popeyes has comes out, except his wallet. What he did to my poor old man. No money, no daddy, no daddy. Wish I could get a Christmas present for the little baby next door. She's a girl baby. I could tell by the way she tried to flirt with me in the park this morning. When her carriage went by, she dropped her handkerchief. I think it was her handkerchief. Wait a minute. What are those things Canner is trying to pull on me? Well, well. Rubber ones. Yep. He's pulling them on over my ankles. Now they're up to my knees, my hips, my chest, my neck. Doesn't he know when to stop with those things? Hope he doesn't pull them over my head, because if he did, feel a little silly wearing a snood at both ends. Even though they're rubber, how can they be stretched so far? You'd think they did. It's so embarrassing. One little blowout and all of a sudden there's a breeze in here. I don't mind fresh air, but not all over.
I wish I could... Maybe that's him now. Eddie Cantor speaking.
Say, Cantor.
Yes?
You should be here. Whoopee, they're off.
Russian, are you still at the Burbank?
No, getting the race results.
Russian, you're no investigator of missing persons. You're a fake.
That's ridiculous. Camper, I'll bet you a dollar you're misjudging me.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm a dope?
Yes.
Well, that's $1. Would you like to try for two?
Russian, look. You were sent out to find Von Zell. I don't think you're even trying.
Kemper, you must be nuts. On the inside. Why, this morning, Bonzel got on a crowded bus,
yeah,
and I got on the other end.
Yes.
Right next to me was a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I squeezed past the girl to watch Bonzel. Then I squeezed back. Then I squeezed past her again.
Why did you keep squeezing past the girl?
Silly boy.
Russian, look, is it so hard to find one man?
Ask your daughters.
Russian, leave my daughters out of this.
Kemper, answer me one question.
Yes.
How many daughters do you have?
I have five.
You have five. Now, would you like to try for 10?
Oh, up to you. Goodbye, Russian.
Did you hear anything about Harry Von Zell, Mr. Cantor?
No, I've been over to his house. Heard from his wife, heard from the Russian. But not one word about Von Zell. You know, Nora, I kind of miss not seeing him and not hearing him. Most of all, not hearing him. The way he used to tell millions of people how they can feel better faster. I can still hear his voice saying, "Remember Sal Hepatica. Remember Sal Hepatica when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. For Sal Hepatica taken then will bring quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. You take Sal Hepatica the moment you need it. And what's more, taking Sal Hepatica gives you this additional advantage."
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Mr. Cantor, you still haven't told me why you're taking me down to this burlesque theater.
Leonard, the first time the Russian called, he said Harry was here. And as ridiculous as the Russian is, I'm desperate. I'll try anything. This looks like it might be the burlesque theater right here.
Don't you know?
No, you see, I never come to these places. Now, here's the box office. Oh, miss, 2 tickets, please.
Oh, back again, Mr. Cantor. You know, our show doesn't change until Monday.
Don't pay any attention to her, Leonard. She knows me from the radio.
That's all right, Mr. Cantor. I've been to the burlesque shows before myself.
Why?
Not only that, but I used to sit up in the balcony and smoke cigarettes.
Really? What did you see on the stage?
Nothing. The smoke kept getting in my eyes.
Come on, let's go inside, Leonard. This one. Oh, 2 seats on the aisle. We're lucky. We'll sit right next to the soldier and the sailor.
All right.
Hey, take it off. Take it off.
Wait a minute. Leonard, what's the matter with you?
The man in front, I can't see on account of his hat. Take it off.
Leonard, will you stop that?
And now we present your international favorite, Miss Hetty LaRose.
Oh, come on, Leonard. I'm not going to sit here through this.
You're not?
No, there's 2 seats up closer. Leonard, come back here. Leonard, where are you going?
Well, she dropped her jacket, Mr. Cantor.
You're not supposed to pick it up, Leonard.
And that concludes the first half of our performance. And for your enjoyment during intermission, ladies and gentlemen, we turn you over to the professor. Take it away, Professor.
Thank you, Joe. Now, gentlemen, while the girlies are changing their attire, let me interest you in this famous Parisian chocolate bar with the nuts on the inside.
Harry Von Zell.
Get away, bud. You bother me. These chocolates are the real genuine...
Harry, look, it's me, Eddie Cantor. Then it's really true.
You are working in a burlesque theater, Harry.
Look, it's the only job I can get without an availability certificate.
Well... Harry, do me a favor. Come on over to the studio, and we'll talk about your availability certificate. What kind of a job are you looking for, Harry?
Well, I can get a good job in my brother's factory putting bolts in pinball machines.
Bolts? What kind of bolts?
With the nuts on the inside.
Yes, sir, Harry. It's great to have you back at the studio. Isn't it nice seeing the old gang?
Listen, I only came back to get my availability certificate.
Oh, Harry, don't be stubborn. Let's make up. Look, for 5 years you were my announcer. I went to Chicago 1 week. You couldn't go, so I had to get announcer Joe Kelly to take your place.
Well, you didn't have to take him to dinner.
All right, so I did.
I told you I'm through with you forever. I said
Harry,
it before.
And... Harry, look. We've always been a team. We've been through thick and thin together.
Yeah, your bankroll got thick and mine got
thin. All right. Please, Harry, tell me in your own words, why won't you come back to work for me? Just why won't you come back, Harry?
Well, Eddie, it's like this. I'll work alone. Don't want to hear any more about Kelly. 'Cause I get sick to my stomach. I'll work alone.
But we work so well together. Me and Bonzel together.
Well, honestly, tell me whether you've treated me right. Why in my home tonight? I've got a baby with a hole in his stocking. All my clothes I've been hawking. Don't you think that it's shocking?
You always hurt the one you love. I'm grateful for all that you've done.
Yeah, well, that's what you said.
Harry, I swear by all the stars above, I'd rather have you than a son.
Clang, clang, clang goes the blarney. But you're not fooling, Bonzel. Since I met you, I know blarney. And brother, you sure throw it well.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Harry, for goodness sake. All right. Let's say I made one mistake. But I'll never do it again.
No, you did it before and you will do it again. Yes, you will do it again. Yes, you will do it again. Yes, you will do it again. You will do it again. You will do it again.
I won't.
Don't you?
I won't.
I won't.
Let's not act like little children. Let's say I was wrong. I apologize. What can I say after I say I'm sorry? Huh? I'll make up on Christmas for all the things I've done. Why, I'll double your salary, Christmas.
To double my salary?
I'll start a trust fund for your son.
Oh, Eddie, you mean my boy?
Yes, Harry, our boy. Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr. I'm going to start a $50,000 trust fund for the kid.
$50,000?
$50,000. Just return to this program and be your old self again.
Well,
I need you, Harry. I want you, Harry. I love you, Harry. Like a brother, Harry. Harry.
I love you too, Eddie. Like a father. Really, I didn't know I could care so much. You're marvelous. You're the sweetest. You're sure about the trust fund, huh?
Yeah, of course.
See, that's wonderful, Eddie. You're the nicest guy in all the world, and I'm going to tell everyone I meet that I'm nuts about you. Nuts on the inside.
And I'm going to tell the world, this brother, that...
What?
I'm just wild about Harry.
Oh, gee.
He's a regular guy. No one does a commercial like my pal Herschel.
I love you, and that's no lie.
Harry!
Oh, let's forget all that's happened.
Can't you see? I'm laughing with glee.
Yeah.
Because I'm just wild about Harry. And Harry's wild about. He can't do without. He's just wild about me.
Yes, Eddie.
Harry, I knew that with the Christmas spirit being in the air, you would. I can't spend that.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel, Eddie. I got the kind of a temper it gets away from.
Sit down, Harry. Rest yourself. Rest yourself. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow when you go out to complete your Christmas shopping, remember, it will not be complete until you buy an extra gift for a Yank who gave. Army and Navy hospitals from coast to coast are filled today with wounded Americans who gave you their gifts on the grim and bloody battlefield. Now you can make a small payment on the thanks we owe them by helping to make their Christmas a little brighter. Whether you know a boy in a service hospital or not, send along a package to your local American Legion post, or if you purchase a gift in a department store, just ask the clerk to deliver it for you. When December 25th comes, your extra gift will let some boy in a lonely ward know that you remembered. Get those packages to the American Legion or let your department store do it for you. Tomorrow, be sure, buy an extra gift for a Yank who gave. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. I spend to friend. I'm sorry it's blue. I'm telling you. Gosh, I'm glad Harry is back. You know, we're a team. We're like Park and Tilford. We're like Amos and Andy. We're like ham and eggs. He's ham. Listen in again next week, won't you, the same time? And this year, buy Christmas seals. Buy all you can until tuberculosis is completely stamped out. Your purchase of Christmas seals will help thousands of sufferers of tuberculosis. So buy Christmas seals, but buy lots of them. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. I mean Harry and me. Sal Hepatico for the smile of health for Harry and me. And True Shade, the beforehand lotion for Harry and me. Sal Hepatico, Harry and me. True Shade, Harry and me. Especially me. Good night, everybody.
Say, Mother, if Junior's nose is stuffed up and he's suffering from a cold, help him get relief with Minute Rub, the modern chest rub that really gets after miserable cold symptoms. You know, all you have to do is rub a little Minute Rub on the back and chest, and in a minute, there'll be a comforting sensation of warmth as Minute Rub helps soothe that cold discomfort. And at the same time, Minute Rub's menthol vapors help relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. So get that jar of Minute Rub, Mother. Use it for Junior and for everyone else in your family to help relieve annoying cold symptoms. And remember, it takes only a minute to start getting Minute Rub's welcome relief.
National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.